name, amen. You may be seated if you would turn in your Bibles to Psalms 103. I want to continue a series that deals with human suffering and divine healing. My subject this morning, 11 biblical ways that God heals. This will be part two of this sermon. I hope to conclude it next week. I'm really not sure how the Spirit will lead me, but I want to conclude it with a communion meal, the meal that heals. And we're just working our way through the Word of God. I want you to go back, and it's not enough that I preach these and it just becomes a sermon to you. I want you to write these 11 ways down, and I want you to go back, read your Bible, look at these, and see what the Word of God says. You've got all types of technology. You can go out and put Jerry R. Nelson on YouTube and pull up any sermon I've done. They're out there. You can go to our website, but they're out there. Be sure to put the R in there. I used to tell people, if you don't put the R in there, you get Dr. Jerry. Now I am one, so but don't put the R. Put the R in there. I didn't earn my degree. Somebody gave it to me. Wasn't that nice? I think God's got a real sense of humor. Hallelujah. But there is a pathway to miracles. And miracles, they begin with knowledge. And miracles begin with faith. And miracles begin with praise. And miracles begin with adoration and with thanksgiving. Look at Psalms 103, verse 1, what the psalmist said. He starts out by blessing the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Then he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What are those benefits, David? Who redeemeth, who forgives all thine iniquities, and who heals all thy disease. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thy life with loving kindnesses and tender mercies, and the older I get, the more I like this part, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. I've had about three people tell me recently, said, you're looking younger every time I see you. Amen. I don't know what it is, but I don't think you can get the wrinkles to go away, but he does renew my strength, you know. I started the series on healing because I had a back pain. It went to my leg. It went to my knee. It went to my foot. And then I got bacteria in my stomach. And then my wife's leg, it started giving her problem. And I said, devil, I've had about all that I'm going to take. And so I'm going to start preaching on healing. And we're just continuing to do this because the Word of God will bring forth of itself. But I want to talk to you this morning, continue this series on 11 biblical ways that God heals, part two. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word. It is alive. It is powerful. Lord, your word will bring forth of itself. And we praise you, Lord, that as we preach the everlasting gospel, that the Holy Ghost will quicken the word, make it alive in hearts. Lord, that you will anoint me to preach it with the life of the Spirit on me. Let my tongue be like that of the writer's pen. Give us a listening ear that we may hear what the Spirit says. Lord, there are a lot of sounds, so we need to hear the sound of the Spirit. Bless us today. Seat us together in heavenly places and work miracles in our midst like you've already been doing. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. The benefits of Calvary, they're for you. They're for each and every one of us. God forgives all our sin. He heals all our disease. When Jesus was here on earth, the Bible says that great multitudes followed him and he healed them all. The Bible says as many as touched him were made perfectly whole. The Bible says and the whole multitude sought to touch him because that went virtue out of him and healed them all. The Bible says he cast out the spirit with his words and heal all that was sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. We know from the scriptures that it is God's will to heal, because God anointed his son, Jesus, the son of the living God, with healing power. Look at Acts 10:38. It tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing how many? All that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So if you want to be divinely healed, you must understand God's will concerning your healing. You don't need a religious Jesus that teaches things that are contrary to the Bible. You don't need a denominational Jesus that teaches that the day of miracles is over. I like to say it like this. There's never been a day of miracles. There's a God of miracles. Hallelujah. And there is a pathway to miracles. Healing was for all 2,000 years ago when Jesus was on this planet, and the Word of God has never changed. He is our Jehovah Rapha. We're studying the compound redemptive names of God on Wednesday night. And what we're trying to do is bring all these biblical truths to the body of Christ and to people watching by live stream and by Facebook Live so they can get a hold of the Jesus of the Bible. There are no new truths. There are some old truths that the church has lost. And because of that, many are sick in the body of Christ when they could be healed, because healing belongs to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So when our Jehovah Rapha, he said of himself, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I went to bed last night, and I've got a list of healing scriptures there. And before I went to bed, I read all both pages. And in Exodus 15:26, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 23:25, he said, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And my back was hurt, and I said, that's exactly where it hurts, Lord. That's exactly where it is, right in the middle of me. Thank you for healing me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for taking sickness away from your people today. Just as you dealt with sin, God, you said, whether it's easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say to the sick, rise, take up your bed and walk, but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power to forgive sin on earth, I say to the sick, rise and walk. God, speak that Holy Ghost to somebody. Give them that word today that they can rise up in the power and the anointing of God and walk in Jesus' mighty name. You are Jehovah Rapha. When he declared that he was our Jehovah Rapha, God was establishing a divine healing covenant for all generations of all people. Thank God he included us. The Bible says, forget none of his benefits. He forgives all our sin. He heals all our disease. And what I just preached to you is exactly what the Bible teaches and what the Bible preaches. I am not teaching and preaching man's tradition or some denominational idea. I am preaching the inerrant, infallible, everlasting Word of God. Go on, praise him for the Word. Hallelujah. Now, last week, we looked at 5 of the 11 ways that God heals. Brother David, do you have a chart on that? I want you to look at that chart. Amen. Number 1, your faith. God heals through your faith. Go back and get that CD or go on live stream. It's out there for you. He heals through prayer, the prayer of agreement, if two of you agree. He also heals through anointing with oil. That's why we have anointing oil here. This anointing oil has been prayed over. It's got incense in it. Smells real good. I remember when I prayed for my mother one day, she said, son, that oil stinks. And I had gotten it out of a church, and that oil was rancid. And so I went and got me a nice fresh bottle of oil. God gave me a sermon 3 years later on fresh oil. David said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Here's a man that God had already anointed when Samuel the prophet poured the oil on him. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. But he said, I need a fresh anointing. We need a fresh word. We need to stir up the gifts that are within us. None of us have arrived. We're fighting the good fight of faith. And faith comes from hearing the word and word, the word of God. The fourth way God heals is the prayer of faith. The fifth way is by the laying on of hands. And we practice all those things in this church. But there are some things that we must do in order to enter into a miracle. God's not going to do it all. He never has. He never will. He involves man in his miracles. That's why I'm preaching. That's why you're here. Because we know God moves through people. Jesus left a church on planet Earth to do what he left them to do, the same things he did. So after we do what God said we should do, then we should expect God to do what God said he will do. That's what faith is. Faith is always now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You don't have it yet, but you're hoping for it. It is the evidence of things not seen. And by obeying God and what the Word says, we get miracles. By faith, Noah built an ark. God flooded the earth. By faith, Moses stretched out the rod. God parted the Red Sea. By faith, Joshua marched around the walls. God tore those walls of Jericho down. By faith, Elijah smote the water. God caused the waters to part. By faith, Elisha threw a stick in the river. God made the iron to swim. By faith, Naaman dipped 7 times in the muddy Jordan. God healed his leprosy. Jesus said, lay hands on the sick, and I will cause them to recover. If you'll do what I told you to do, then I'll do what only I can do. Go and praise God, because you are the product of God's miracle-working power. That's why you're in church today. Hallelujah. We do the small things, and God does the big things. We do what we can do, and then God does what only God can do. He said to the man with the withered hand, stretch forth thine arm. He said to the paralytic, he said, rise, take up your bed and walk. He put some mud on a blind man's eyes. He said, go wash your eyes in the pool of Siloam. Everywhere Jesus went, and when he was releasing his miracle working power, he caused people's faith to be activated by what he preached. And when he preached the word, the greatest preacher of all times, the word himself, preaching the word. When he preached the word, faith rose in people's hearts and people received miracles from the hands of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for his miracle working power. And there is a pathway to miracles. Number 6, prayer in the name of Jesus. Boy, I fought this one all day long. I'm going to tell you, I had this sermon all tied up nice and pretty. And then the Lord began to talk to me. Prayer in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So we know right there that there are 3 dimensions of prayer given by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Ask, seek, and knock. According to the scriptures, we have a biblical right to ask the Father for healing in the name of Jesus. We have a biblical right to receive the healing of God simply because healing, Jesus said, it is the children's bread. There are 2 ways, however, to pray the name of Jesus. I've taught these, and I'm amazed at people that don't always get these. On the way into church today, we had an incident. And someone was having a tremendous problem. And all we did, instead of calling the rescue squad, what I did, was said, in the name of Jesus. And then I released the power of God, and a great calm came. That enemy tried to come back. I said, no, go in the name of Jesus. What I was using is the authority of the name of Jesus. And you need to understand that, because God said, these signs, Jesus said this, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, believers, not the preacher, not the apostle, not the prophet, not the evangelist or the pastor, but believers. Now, they should follow the 5-fold ministry, but you should be doing them, and I should be doing them, even if I had no credentials. Long before the church ever credentialed me, I was credentialed by God himself, and I was preaching as a lay preacher, seeing signs and wonders and miracles simply because the Holy Ghost spoke to me and taught me about the name of Jesus. God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. And he is the same yesterday and today and forever. And God said, I spared not my own son, but I offered him up for you all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Jesus said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom belongs to you. The blessings of the kingdom belong to you. The benefits of the kingdom belong to you. Everything that Jesus did on that cross, he did it for you and for whosoever will come unto him. He says we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. So we're not some little beggar somewhere. We are the children of God, and you don't have to beg things for God from God. What you do is you find out what the Word says. You learn how good God is, and when you do that, you move into the blessings that God has prepared for you. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Hallelujah. Now, there are two ways to pray the name of Jesus. There's the command of faith, and there's the prayer petition. Now, most people do not understand the authority God has given them to pray in Jesus' name. That's why I'm teaching this, not preaching just mostly. Most people, including most preachers, when I hear them pray, they pray the prayer of petition when they are praying for the need of others. You spend your time alone in prayer, in your secret place, praying those prayers, prayers of petition. What you're doing is you're getting your spirit man full of the Word of God. You're building up the spirit man, amen, and you want him to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We're not wrestling flesh and blood. Now, people come and they do all kind of things and they oppose themselves, but I've got enough spiritual insight to know where they're headed. And you cannot go to the place of offense. You cannot fail to forgive people and think that you're going to have the blessings of God. You just cut yourself off. If I do that, if I have an attitude like that, I just cut myself off from the blessings of God. He said, forgive, and if you don't forgive, your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, will not forgive you your sins. Who am I preaching to right now? But you've got to have an attitude of forgiveness, and you live in that attitude no matter what people do. Say, I've already decided my happiness is not in your head. My happiness is in God, and I'm not going to cut myself off. I'm not going to give the devil the upper hand. I'm going to forgive, and I'm going to love like God told me to do. Hallelujah. And the battle's not mine anyway. The battle's the Lord, and God will fight the battles if you will live right and pray right. Now, Jesus said, I want you to do the works that I did and the greater works. So I want us to look at this prayer of petition. I want to show you where this prayer is in the Bible. Now, just before Jesus returned to his heavenly Father, he's getting ready to go to the cross. He knows he's going to die. He's trusting the Father to resurrect him because he's got to take his blood to the mercy seat in heaven. Just before that, he told his disciples to pray and ask the Father in his name. Now, look at John 16:33. I'm going away, he says, and in that day, in the day I go away, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. I mean, they've been walking with Jesus. Whatever they needed, they just asked him for it. He said, I don't want you to ask me because I'm not going to be here. I'm going back to the Father. Truly, truly, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Jesus didn't say, I'm going to do this. He said, the Father is going to do this. He said, if you ask in this prayer of petition, then my Father is going to take care of your need. Now, the prayer of petition is addressed to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. Does it matter how you pray? Well, let me ask some of you ladies. Does it matter what kind of recipe you use when you cook your husband's meal? Does it matter if you're going to make that cake? Sister Joan, I love your cakes and your desserts. And we got your recipe, but I'm going to tell you, it doesn't work the way it works when you do it. I think she's got a little secret in that. It might be the anointing. I don't know. Some people are just anointed, but she can, oh, that banana pudding. I try to stay away from that. I tell you, she can cook a banana pudding. It does matter about the recipe, and it does matter how we approach God. It does matter if we have knowledge. It does matter if we have faith. It does matter if we praise God. It does matter if we have a heart of thanksgiving. It does matter. Hallelujah. The devil would like for us to sit in church like a knot on the log, but I decided I'll just praise him. I'll praise my way through to glory. Hallelujah. Devil tried to take my dance. Can you believe that? I can dance again. My back's numb. I've been doing exercises. I got goodness and mercy. They're on my trail. Hallelujah. Follow me everywhere I go. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't want you to be happy. He doesn't want you to be full of God's joy and God's love and God's righteousness. Amen. So look at that. whatever you ask the Father in my name, Jesus said, he shall give it to you. Now, I want you to look at John 14 and 12. I love this. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I'm going to my Father. Now, when he got there, what did he tell his disciples? I'm going to send the Holy Ghost, and you shall receive power. Power to do what I did, because I was anointed by the Holy Ghost. Power to cast out devils. Power to heal the sick. Power to speak in new tongues. Power to live the crucified, sanctified, holy life. Sin shall not have dominion over you, because I'm going to give you power to live above it. Go and praise God for that power, the keeping power, the saving power, the loving power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Now, look at verse 14, John 14, 12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now look at verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. Now I want you to highlight in your Bible in the next part. That will I do. Father's not going to do this. Jesus said, I've given you authority to use my name. He said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. That the Father, why are you going to do that, Jesus? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Every time we believe the promises of God, for all the promises of God in him, in Christ, are yes, and in him, amen, is spoken by us to bring glory to God. Every time you see a healing manifested, every time you see a lost soul saved, every time you see someone delivered from the chains of alcohol and drugs and perversions and nicotine and all types of works of darkness, you see the glory of God, and it brings glory to the Father because of what Jesus did on the cross. He's not a religious Jesus. He's a Bible Jesus. And he wants us to have everything that he paid for. Amen. Now, when we give the command of faith in Jesus' name, you know, then Jesus begins to do the work. So when you pray the prayer of petition, I want you to know something. The prayer is not enough. Prayer is not enough. We must know that God has heard us. We must know that our hearts don't condemn us. So if you look at John 16, 23 again, I want to get these in you. Because if you don't know the difference here, then you will have a problem always in your prayer. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. So the prayer of petition is just one way we pray. Now look at the command of faith. The command of faith is the way Jesus taught us to pray when he gave us the authority to use his name. I remember this when I was first saved. I had a great problem. I had a great need. And I said, Lord, move that mountain for me. And the Lord spoke into my spirit. And he said, you move it. I said, me move it, Lord. How can I move a mountain? And the Lord spoke to me out of his word. Look at Mark 11, 23. Now, I got a mountain. I've got a huge problem as a brand new Christian. And I'm trying to learn how to do this. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm doing everything I know in the Bible to do. And then the Lord spoke this into my spirit. For verily, truly, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what mountain are you facing? Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall believe, shall not doubt those things that he says, but shall believe those things he says, he shall have whatsoever he says. Let's look at it. Mark 11, 23. Whosoever saith unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. That's why I'm preaching faith, to get faith into your heart, to get rid of doubt and unbelief. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, the Lord told me to speak to my mountain. And I began to speak to that. And as I spoke to that mountain, I began to see it move. I'm praying, and I'm just praying against that thing. I mean, I'm in intense prayer. And then One day I realized that mountain is almost moved out of the way. I said, God, just take your hand, please, and sweep it out of the way. I've spoken to him. Boom, it was gone. And God did it, but I had to speak to it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, look at John 14:12 again. I want you to see this. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now look at verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. See, right there what you're doing, you're giving the command of faith in the name of Jesus. And we're using the authority that he has given us to use his name. It's authority, amen. And I had power of attorney when my daddy was still living. Everything my daddy owned, he put it in my name. He did it because we knew he was reaching the end of his journey. And that in the government, there's a look-back period. If you don't get that money out of one hand into the right hand, so you got to have knowledge, even in the business world, into the other person's hand. And every bit of that money was in my hand. He said, son, I know you'll do right with it. I trust you. There were others in the family. He said, I know you'll do what I would do with it. And when my family told me to do other things with it, they said, will you do this? Will you do that? Do you have a problem with that? I said, no, I don't have a problem with it all. My daddy told me exactly what to do. And I know what my daddy would do, and I'm going to do exactly what my daddy told me to do. I'm not going to do that. And I didn't. I carried out my daddy's wishes. But I had the power of attorney, and I could write a check against anything it was in my hands to do. Well, that's what Jesus has given us, is the power of attorney to use his name. Hallelujah. And when you give the command of faith using the authority of Jesus' name, then Jesus does the work through us. Some people think they are doing it. No, you can't save anybody. I can't save anybody. I can't heal anybody, but I have gifts of healing. I have faith. I have some great gifts God has deposited in my spirit. And you know, and I know, we see people heal. And it's not all of these 11 ways. It's a sign gift that I have, and I use that. It doesn't make me anybody or make me anything anymore. It makes me great to be a preacher. I just preach because he called me to do it. I do the other because he called me to do it. And when everybody finds their place in the body, signs and wonders and miracles will happen in the name of Jesus. So I want to show you how to use this name. Now, remember Peter in Acts chapter 3 at the gate, beautiful? Peter did not petition the Father and ask the Father to heal that lame man. He used the name of Jesus. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And when the man didn't get up fast enough, Peter reached down, grabbed him by the hand, and gave him a little lift. Sometimes you got to give people a lift. Amen. Jesus always lifts the people. I think we ought to lift people instead of run people down. If you want your faith to work, reach down and lift somebody that's hurting, and great glory will show up in the church. Go on, praise God. We need a lift. Jesus always lifts people. Hallelujah. Now, in Acts chapter 16, Paul did not pray the prayer petition. Paul used the name of Jesus. He gave the command of faith to cast out a demon spirit. And he said, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. I believe he said it just like that. I don't say, come out. Come out. I wonder if you coming out. No. He said, I've got authority. He said, I didn't come with enticing words of man's wisdom. I come in power and demonstrations of the Holy Ghost, that your faith would not be in man, but in the power of God. He said, I command you, come out of her. Hallelujah. And guess what? That demon obeyed her. They ended up throwing him and Silas in prison for preaching in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need some preachers that are preaching, no matter where they put you. Amen. Glory to God. So when Paul gave that command of faith, he set that woman free. Amen. So remember, you have a right to petition the Father to meet your own need. And you have the right to cast out devils and heal the sick with the command of faith. That's the sixth way you heal people or get healed. It's by the name of Jesus. My wife was sick. My family has been sick many times. And God has healed our family. because we have moved into this dimension of God where I use every way and means I can find available to get healed. God wants you healed. Number seven, the use of prayer cloth. See, God is a God of miracles. We have prayer cloths here. I pray over these. We pray over them. I just wipe them on me. Hallelujah. They're not dirty. They just got anointing on them. My kids used to get sick. I'm sick, Daddy. I said, no, you're not. Come here. Lay in my bed. You lay right there in my bed where I sleep. My wife can tell you I did this. I said, get right there where I lay. I lay right there, and the Holy Ghost, he hovers over me all night long. You lay in my bed. You lay right there, and you'll get healed. And they will get healed. You ever done something that radical? That's faith. That's faith. That's faith. God honors faith. Hallelujah. The use of prayer cloths. Look at Acts 19 and 11. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Look at verse 12. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. I have given people that have come to this church, they say, I got somebody sick down in Georgia. Will you give me a prayer cloth? And I've sent them all over. And people say, they call me back and say, I was healed when I got that. I was healed. The power of God healed me. I didn't do it. It was faith that was released into that prayer cloth. Jesus did it. I'm just this crazy right here. Paul, he laid hands on people and they got the Holy Ghost. Peter and John, they went down to Samaria, laid hands on people and they could receive the Holy Ghost. They laid hands on the sick and apostolic signs followed them and people were healed. Get an anointing where there's a healing anointing. Get an anointing where you can draw something from, because God wants the body of Christ to be blessed. Hallelujah. So from his body, verse 12, were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out. See, God is no respect of person. And just like Paul sent forth those anointed cloths, this ministry is still in effect today. When a servant of God, anointed of God, sends forth prayer cloths in faith, the person who received them acts in faith, and they will be healed through their faith and all of these things that we're saying that the Bible has presented to us to get healing. See, Paul sent the prayer cloths because he couldn't get to these people. Amen. He couldn't get there personally. And these people couldn't get to Paul either. And it's going to be like that with a lot of people. Amen. When the sick people took these cloths from Paul's body and they laid it on their bodies in faith, or the person laid it there with the same faith that Paul would have exercised if he had been personally there. And when that person prayed for them and gave them that prayer cloth, guess what? Then all of that anointing flows to that person, because God, he put it in the Bible that we're to send prayer cloths to people. Hallelujah. Paul sent prayer cloths. Amen. I've seen many people healed by the laying on of prayer cloths, and I've seen God do what only God can do. Lay them on your body in faith, just as the servant of God were laying hands and received the prayer of faith. Somebody gave me one years ago, and my heart was all blocked up, and I had to go through the operation. But I took that prayer cloth, and I put it in my wallet. And I said, God, I received their prayer. They prayed the prayer of faith. I've got that prayer cloth on me. I kept it on me for months, and then it turned into years. Finally, I was healed. Half of what the doctors did shut down. And the doctor told my wife, said, when we went back in your husband's heart and looked at it, we were shocked. Said, half of what we did shut down. Said, but that man's heart has bypassed itself with collateral. It's two of them now, two arteries. We don't need to stent him. We don't need to do anything. He has excellent blood flow. That was 2009. Hallelujah. Amen. Go on, praise God. I was a young man in my 60s then. I'm 71. Pretty soon I'll be 72. I tell you, I like that. He will use our youth like that of the... You know how youth... An eagle renews his youth. when he's old and weighted down with all that stuff that has gotten on his wings, he flies up to the top of the mountain. And he gets up there. He begins to beat those wings. And he just beats them and beats them and beats them and beats them and beats them. You need some beat in your spirit is what I'm trying to say. I mean, you just don't need a quitting spirit. You just need to say, I'm going to get it. And he just beats them and beats them. And these old feathers fall out and new plumage comes. And all of a sudden, you know, at the right time, he just soars out. That beautiful eagle just flying. Thank God for the American eagle. Aren't you glad we don't have a turkey? Hallelujah. Go and praise God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. That eagle represents freedom. That eagle represents power. And God's power can flow into you. And God can renew your youth like that of the eagles. He's a great God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Let me give you one more. I'm going to stop. The Word of God. You can be healed as you read and hear the Word of God. You can be healed. This is a living word, a powerful, penetrating word. It splits soul and spirit, joints and the marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Look at Psalms 107, verse 20. I love this. He sent his word, Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. They were headed toward destruction. And they heard the word, whoa, whoa, whoa. The word of God came out of an anointed vessel's mouth. And God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from that destruction. Put the next verse up. I love the next verse. That's why I'm a praiser. Hallelujah. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Psalms 107, verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Look at the next one. And let them offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Can you rejoice when everything's turned upside down? Can you praise him when you feel like I got to look up to see the bottom? Can you have a heart of thanksgiving when everything has crumbled around you? Well, if you can, praise God, he'll send his word and he'll heal that situation in your life. He'll heal that body. He'll heal that marriage. He'll heal that home. He'll heal your finances. He will heal anything. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Go and praise God for his goodness. Hallelujah. See, when the word of God is preached under the anointing, people will be healed. Many times people have testified and told me, while you were preaching, God healed me. See, when God's word returns unto me, it never returns void. When he sends it out, it never returns void. So the word of God is the seed of the spirit. Now, when a farmer plants corn seed, he gets corn. We talk about seed time, harvest time. When a farmer plants wheat, he gets wheat. God never gets mixed up with what's in a seed. The same is true in the spiritual realm. I want you to look at Mark 4:26. If people could get a hold of this one little principle, it would change them forever. Jesus said, so is the kingdom of God as if, or just like, a man should cast seed into the ground. Look at the next verse. And he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow up, he knoweth not how. Next verse. First the blade, then the ear, for the earth bringeth forth of herself. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. So when you're prayed for, the word of God begins to work. Now, just like it works when the farmer casts that seed into the ground, the seed begins to germinate. The farmer goes to sleep. He rises day after day, and then the seed begins to bring forth of itself. The kingdom of God is as if a man should cast seed into the ground. That's why I'm preaching these things. Jesus said, James said, we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So whatever you preach and whatever you proclaim and whatever you say that God said, that becomes your seed for that need. And you got to know that. If you need healing, get about 50 healing scriptures and read them and say them. Get them into your spirit. Memorize them. Say them out loud. Say them over and over and over again until your spirit begins to sing forth. I'm healed. I'm healed. God said I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm saved. I'm not trying to get saved. Praise God. I'm born again. My name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm fighting against sickness and against sin and temptation. I'm healed. The Word of God says I'm healed. And I'm fighting against sickness, disease, and infirmity. And I am what God said I am. And I have what God said I have. I can do what God said I can do. And hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven, singing as I go, and all the blessings of God belong to me, and they belong to you. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. When God's word goes forth, it will accomplish what he pleased. I'm going to end with this. Pastor Rick, if you would come. I remember several years ago, I wrote a letter to a man named Paul Von Zell. Paul Von Zell was in Africa at that time, and I like to send him contributions and find out what God was doing there. He was the overseer of all of Africa, the Church of God. And as I was ending my letter, out of my spirit flowed these words. I pray that the life of Jesus be manifest in your mortal body. Be healed in Jesus' name. And just as I finished that letter, Teresa walked in. This was when you didn't have computers. You had to write them out by hand. And I'd written it on the front and on the back. And I read this to Teresa, and I told her, that's the craziest thing I've ever written in my life. I told her, I don't even know if that man is sick. I said, and if he is sick, he's the head of the entire ministry there in Africa. And he's surrounded by all types of ministry gifts. And I told her, I said, I'm going to have to write this letter over again. And my wife told me, she said, send it the way it is, Jerry. And so I did. I would have written it over again, except God sent a vessel. God sent someone to help me because he had a man in South Africa that he wanted to heal. So I sent the letter, and several weeks later I received a letter from Brother Von Zell. He thanked me for my contribution. He brought me up to date on their ministry there in Africa. And then he said, when I received your letter, Brother Nelson, I was lying on the bed of affliction. I had been sick for several weeks. When I read your letter, I pray that the life of Jesus be manifest in your mortal body, be healed in Jesus' name. He said, when I read those words, healing flowed through my body. And I was instantly healed. He forgives all our sin. He heals all our disease. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you and love you. And go on, sing it, brother. We just thank you for manifesting your glory. We thank you, Lord, that people came with a spirit of expectancy. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Without him, I couldn't do anything. I just faith. Without him, I would be drifting. I'd be lost like a ship without a sail. Thank God for Jesus. I want everybody to come. I want you to let this lady in the wheelchair come first. Bring her on down. Roll her on down, brother. She come for a miracle. Loves the Lord. Needs a miracle from God. Everybody just come on. If you have a special need, if you don't have a need, come on. Let's get together. Let's pray. We want the Lord to do what only God can do. There are sign gifts, and I'm not preaching on that today. They're special gifts of the Holy Ghost. But we're going to pray on what I've preached. And I want you to come back and keep on till you get what you've asked God for. He said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. He put that desire in your heart to walk again. He did that. He gives us desires. Then he brings them to pass. He's a dream maker. We don't manufacture dreams. God gives them to us. Then God causes them to pass. Father, I anoint your child with this oil in the name of Jesus. I lay my hands upon her. And I command the powers of darkness broken. Loose her. Let her go. And I release the law of the Spirit of life. Lord, I had no idea she would be here, but those same words I sent to Paul Von Zell, you knew that needed to be in my sermon notes, God, that Tina would be here, and God, that you had a miracle for. So in the name of Jesus, I pray that the law of the Spirit of life be manifest in your mortal body. In Jesus' mighty name, take it. Woo! Praise and glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How are those lungs doing, brother? Got a mass on one of his kidneys. Not as big as it was, but praise God, I command that mass, you loose this body. I said, loose that kidney. Let him go in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I release God's healing anointing. Lord, we release faith. We release your glory. I anoint him with this oil, Lord. And we're praying the prayer of faith. We're praying the prayer of agreement. We're praying together. And God, we thank you for doing what only you can do. Be healed. Be made whole. Eyes see properly. Be healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. As they went, they were healed. One of the lepers came to Jesus and said, if you want to, Jesus, you can heal me. One translation says, if you want to. He said, if you will, in King James. Jesus said, I want to. That's what I want to do. I want to heal you. And he healed that leper. And he said, go offer to Moses the sacrifice, to the priest, the sacrifice Moses commanded. 10 other lepers came to Jesus on another occasion. It didn't say he prayed for them. He said, go. He gave the command of faith. Go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were healed. I can see them walking down the road, one of them. He ain't got any toes, he ain't got any fingers, and they complaining and saying, oh, I don't believe what that man said. I don't believe a word that Jesus said. And one of them, he looks down and he sees some toes. He said, glory to God. You can say what you want. I got some toes. Woo! I got fingers. Hey, your nose just popped out. Your ear just popped back out. And they go running to the priest. And he showed himself to the priest and went back and fell at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks, 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 thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I have preached your word. I have preached it to the best of my ability. I have prayed over it. I've done everything I know to do with it, Lord. And I have sent it forth. Lord, I've done what you said do. Now I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your compassion, for your mercy. And I thank you, Lord, for doing what only you can do. Is there anybody here that's not saved? Anybody that's drifted away? Anybody that you need God to do a miracle? So many times we sit in church captive, prisoners, when Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's just, Brother Clark, sing that, and let's just worship him.
Oh, Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away.
love you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you so much for the privilege, Lord, to preach your word. Thank you so much, Jesus.
Without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship. Something about that name. Oh, Jesus.